The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, a man in his 50s remains in custody this afternoon on suspicion of murdering the Kerry farmer, Michael Gain. Anne Lucy is a journalist in Kerry and joins me now. Anne, what's the latest on that investigation?
I'm actually at Corrygeest, just outside Kidmare at the moment, and the army is here, a good number of Gardaí are still here, the fire service, and there's a fairly intensive search still going on at the farmstead of Mike Gain, as he was known. And in Killarney, a man is being held for questioning. He was arrested yesterday at around 2 p.m., is my understanding. And there was a rest period, and he continues to be questioned.
And remind us on what the breakthrough in this case was, what the big development was, and how we found ourselves in this situation today.
The big development was a Friday evening around 6 p.m. Slurry was being taken from the slat or the shed, the slatted unit, and spread on two fields, which I'm looking at, and you can still see the slurry. They're very well maintained fields. And I think the chute of one of the tankers got blocked. And when the contractor stroke driver went to investigate it, he found something suspicious. The human tissue, it turned out to be. And there has been an intensive focus since, and human remains have been found. And we had a parish priest of Kinmare, Father George Hayes, visited the scene yesterday here, and as did the local undertakers, Finnegan from Kinmare, and the partial remains were taken to University Hospital Kerry for further analysis, DNA analysis.
And Anne, I mean, remind me, I seem to remember hearing that slatted unit, that was searched as well, that the Gardaí had contractors in and all of this was poured over.
Yeah, this is what's perplexing locals. There was an intensive search here shortly after he was reported missing. The missing persons inquiry opened on the 21st of March. And there was an intensive search. You had forensics, you had slurry tanks emptied. What we are hearing from locals and what the understanding is that, one, there are two slurry pits underneath the slatted units, and one had not been fully emptied. It was partially emptied, three quarters emptied, but not fully. And it had been searched with sticks and the like, but a body had not been found. The slurry from the bigger unit was spread very, very quickly afterwards, at the end of March. I think it was about 2 days they were drawing slurry people at the scene, over the weekend. And it appears to be the case that there was remains found in the second slurry spreading. And it was, I actually can't describe how upsetting all of this is for the community in Kinmare. And you kind of get a glimpse of it here today. Now, your very personal messages left with flowers and holy candles. And you see, there's been a vacuum of information, and there's been no sign of Mike. He was a much regarded, loved character, involved in a lot of things, and the family would be known. And Kinmare is still a small community, and it's a farming community as well. And there was such upset, and the efforts people went to try and locate him. I mean, you had agencies, you had the Mountain voluntary and non-voluntary, you had the Mountain Rescue, you had the army, you had an innumerable searches going on, and not a trace found. You even had the NPWS asked to monitor bird flight and fox activity, and they did so, and they were sort of on the higher ground in case he'd gone up into the higher ground. And, you know, there were scavengers, and that would indicate that there was a carcass. But there have been a number of alarms, all right, but nothing that yielded anything until Friday night. And it was, I suppose, sort of by chance, really, by chance. It wasn't a deliberate search. It wasn't anything like that. It was simply by chance. And I think...
All right. Well, listen.
That's where we are.
Yeah,
now.
That's where we are. And if there's any updates throughout the evening on that continued questioning of that man, we will let you know about it here on the show. Anne, listen, thank you so much for talking us through all of that. Anne Lucy is a journalist in Kerry and is there at the scene of those two fields where the slurry was being spread on Friday night that led to this breakthrough.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.